Good morning. You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
I'm John Hockenberry.
And this morning we are remembering George Carlin, the comedian, the iconic and legendary comedian. He died yesterday at the age of 71. And we have just gotten a flood of responses from listeners who are remembering what they loved best about George Carlin. Listen.
Alex Cuccinero Gorman, New Jersey. Even though he got belligerent in his later years, I'll always be fond of his long rant about religion and the invisible man in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day.
I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I gotta tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is f***ed up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades.
Yes, faith was not an antidote for George Carlin's disbelief, and he took that to the end. I actually like the belligerent George Carlin, but there were very many personal connections with George Carlin. I actually have one, and I'll talk about it in a minute, but here's one remembrance of a listener growing up listening to the comedian.
Lee from Briarcliff. My favorite George Carlin moment was bringing home the Class Clown album, which was the seven words you can't say on television, sitting down and listening to the entire album with my parents and getting to the last track on the album, which was the seven words, and just sitting there with my parents laughing nervously as he uttered all seven words and ripped them apart. I'd never said any of those words before them. I'd never heard. It was just terrible. Just terrible.
I wish we could show you the look on his parents' face right when they had that conversation, but of course we can't say those seven words here on the radio either.
Carlin talked about so many things so frankly, and race was one of those things. Let's listen to George Carlin on race.
Yeah, my favorite George Carlin revelation was an HBO thing. He said, tonight I'm going to talk about white people. And he said, stop pretending to be black. This is the blue-eyed daredevil from Boston, Mass.
Daredevil.
So what was Carlin like off the stage? If you ever saw him on talk shows, you got maybe a hint of it. But here's one listener's remembrance of that.
My name is Joe French. I remember Carlin when I did a concert up in Waterbury, Connecticut. Ticket sales were low, and so he was kind enough to answer the telephone for us. People called up to get information, and they actually spoke to George Carlin, and they wouldn't believe they actually were speaking to him. And he was a great entertainer, very down to earth, and just a wonderful guy.
What a life George Carlin had, right? He enjoyed his laughs. He enjoyed sharing his thoughts. He dealt with a little addiction, had a few money troubles, came
huge
back and
performer.
Talked a little bit more about his songs. Let's listen to a little bit of the softer side of George Carlin.
Hello, my name is Carmela Lagamba Bodie. I'm calling from Long Island. And my remembrance of George Carlin is him as a narrator of Thomas the Tank Engine stories after growing up with the seven words you can't say on television.
Well done, Thomas. You are right on time and really reliable. Thank you, sir, whistled Thomas. Ooh, right on time and really reliable, hummed the coaches. But the big engines were not feeling cheerful at all. Where's Percy, mumbled Henry. He's supposed to fetch our coaches.
My kids remember George Carlin as fans of Thomas the Tank. George Carlin died yesterday at age 71. Your remembrance is at 877-8-MY-TAKE.